te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, it's right. It is time for the greatest segment of the week. It is Peps Picks time, and I have Mr. Martin Pepperell on the line.
Hey.
How are you today, sir?
Right. I'm okay. I'm just going to see if I can dial down there. The wind settings a little bit. You know, maybe find a little bit of shelter under some trees or something.
Squat in a bush, you know, they'll do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liam from RDU.
Maybe not a great look, squatting in a bush. It often isn't one.
Sometimes it is what it is. Sometimes it's not what you expect. Anyway, with that, music. Music. Thursdays.
Now, actually, I have to admit, I kind of didn't expect this song in a couple of ways. It's, I don't know, it's a lot of fun. I want to say I'd make love to it.
I mean, look, it does go for a while.
Yes.
It's not a short song.
No, but I like that.
It's not a short song. And I actually think that the record label that are releasing it, Love Injection Records, little New York collective, I think that I think they'd be over the moon about that.
Oh, we lost you for a sec. No, you're back though.
I'm just saying I think that description would be welcomed well.
Okay, good.
By the people putting the music out. So Love Injection's duo, a couple of people based in New York with a deep passion for the idea of dance music as a lifestyle, really.
Yeah, right.
Best way I can put it. Paul, Raphael, and Bobby Batiste. And they, they put on parties, they DJ, they've got their little record label, and they run a fanzine called Love Injection. Sort of black and white photocopied thing with all these stories and interviews. Different people from the rich histories are dance music in New York and the different parts of the world that intersect with the New York story, you know, stretching back to places like Paradise Garage, The Loft, the true emblematic idea of New York is the 24-hour party city.
Yeah.
You know, the fashion scene, the music scene, all of that stuff coming together. You know, all the good stuff.
God,
good
I bet stuff. That's really interesting to read. Man, that would be
good.
No,
it's awesome. It's awesome, you know. And it's just, well, it's a lot of stuff, you know. You'd like a lot of it, you know.
Yeah,
But anyway, so a few years ago they were on tour in Japan. They picked up this record. One of 50 copies. Little acetates. Kind of like what Pylons makes. PZ.
Oh, yeah, PZ shut up, PZ.
When he's on the cutter, on the lathe, cutting the lathe.
Yeah,
One of 50.
Yeah.
The remix. It's a remix by, what's his name again? He did the remix. Haru Inoue, a.k.a. Chari Chari.
Oh, yes.
You know, he's cool, pretty cool figure in Japan. He did a remix of the song of Place in by Yasushi Ide. So Yasushi Ide is DJ and producer. He's been a big club culture and since the 1980s. You know, he made a bunch of records, worked with a lot of cool people like Masters at Work, Don Letts, DJ Crush, Pharoah Saunders, Roy. Music always sort of follows the through line between hip-hop, dub, house, punk, jazz, exotica, now electronic music, sometimes in the same track. Really adventurous, really open-eared guy, rich set of influences, rich set of collaborators, all the good stuff. He made an album in 2012 called Late Night Blues. The original version of the song, A Place in the Sun, was on it, and he had, he had some killer players. He had the Jamaican guitarist. Oh no, the wind's coming. The Jamaican reggae guitarist Ernest Raglan, legend of Jamaican music, reggae jazz. He had Takoshi Matsunaga on steady bass, Nobuyuki Takajima playing the Fender Rhodes, Yoko Ono on drum programming. Great song from a great album. Anyway, at some point, fucking Cherry jumped on there, did the remix. Little acetates got made and handed out to the DJs. Paul and Barbie got a copy while they're in Japan, brought it back home, and they just kept on playing it, and they just fell more and more in love with it. And at some point, they were like, man, this can't just be one of these copies.
Yeah.
Luther presses up a 7-inch. Please make a whole bunch of copies. We need to get a dub mix done of it. We'll do a couple of different edits. We'll package it all up, put it on yellow vinyl. Send it onto the world.
I can totally see how they would come to that conclusion, though. You do listen.
Oh, look,
to it.
It's a complete journey in a song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, let it go, and it's just it builds slowly. I mean, you could picture the Craigslist guys chucking that on at a
easily, totally.
You know, maybe around sunset. You know, during the transition from sunset to sundown before the tempos slightly dial up.
It's a perfect transitional song in that sense, actually.
Oh, look, it's good, it's good. It's good stuff. And the dub mix is great as well. The dub mix has got these big reverbed out drums going through it. The whole thing's great. You know, he's great. The remix is great. The album it came from is great. The label's great. The whole kaupapa around the whole thing's great. Finished product looks beautiful. It's out now, digital and vinyl. Love Injection, man.
Hey, Love Injection. It's all great. Yeah. It's all great. And I think that is actually a perfect attitude to leave us in. Thank you, Martin. I have to say, I absolutely adore this song. I think it's brilliant. So I'm so excited to play it now. So thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Great. Okay, enjoy your day.
Have a great day, mate. And that is Mr. Martin Pepperell for Peps Picks, talking about his song today. It's called A Place in the Sun by Yasushi Ide. This is a Kaoru Inoue remix. Enjoy it, guys. Oh, do I have the thing on? I do now. Oh, you're going to love this. It just occurred to me you were not listening to that. I didn't actually have my computer plugged in. Sorry, that is talking about amateur hour. Okay, here is A Place in the Sun, the Kaoru Inoue remix by Yasushi Ide. Enjoy.